Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Monday morning. It was
all. I hate Monday morning. Yeah. You suck.
Monday,
yeah, you suck. You suck. Monday morning. Read it, do. Oh, it is Monday. Another week. Kind of like Groundhog Day. Another week. Anyway, anywho, today we talk Ohio State football. People out there are like, I hate the Buckeyes. Well, Ohio State has three players in particular that all have first-round capability. And really, when you look at all three of these players, they all really need to cash in. They needed to cash in on their combine, and they need to cash in on their pro day. Now, what we're going to do today and tomorrow is look at some of the pro days for some of the players out there. Possibly, you know, mostly first-round picks, first, second, first-day picks. But today we're just keeping an eye, and we're going to talk about these three players from Ohio State: Chris Beeny-Wells, Malcolm Jenkins, James Laurinaitis. We start with Malcolm Jenkins. He goes to the combine. Most people were hoping he'd run in the 4.4 range. He goes out, runs a 4.55 40. Now, some people think the 40 is overrated. It can be, but for a defensive back, for a corner, for him to go out and run that 40, which is not fast for a cornerback, and then to go through the drills where he really did not look comfortable, he didn't look good backpedaling, which is very important, especially in man-to-man coverage. Then for Malcolm Jenkins to go to his pro day at Ohio State in Columbus, where the track, now you have to take this into question too, how fast the track is. And at Ohio State, it's extremely fast. As told by Chris Beeny-Wells, who ran in the 4.3 range. It's extremely fast in Columbus. Folks, Malcolm Jenkins clocked in at a 4.53. That's on an extremely fast surface. So if he was running that same speed in Indianapolis, probably would have been in the 4.6 range. It's not good. So now Malcolm Jenkins is looking more and more like he's going to play free safety in the NFL. And I don't know if that's going to hurt him. It didn't hurt him in my mock draft. I've viewed him pretty much as a free safety all along. I just don't know if he's got the coverage skills to play corner. But, you know, another guy who played corner in college and made a pretty good move to safety was Tanner Jackson for the Bucks. I think Malcolm Jenkins has pretty good ball skills. He can find the ball in the air. That's what she said. But I think Malcolm Jenkins can do a lot of things. He just can't cover wide receivers in the NFL in man-to-man coverage. He can't do it. So I think a move to safety is going to be good for him. And after viewing his pro day results and reading what some scouts had to say about him, a move to safety is imminent. Now, another player on that defense for Ohio State, James Laurinaitis. He went to the combine and ran a 4.82. Now, that's not fast. And, you know, after seeing linebackers like Andy Katz and Moyer have such a huge success in college and then go to the pros and fizzle out, I'm sure some teams are going to be wary of that when viewing Laurinaitis. Some other guys to maybe compare Laurinaitis to is Paul Posluszny, Dan Connor, both those guys from Penn State. Both those guys fell out of the first round. I could see similar things happening with Laurinaitis this year. Good player, You know, when you think of a stereotypical football player, he's what comes to mind. Has the heart. We just don't know how or if his physical ability warrants him a first-round pick. At his pro day, he runs a 4.70, which is a little faster, but as I said, extremely fast surface there at Ohio State. And, you know, he's just 22 reps at 225 pounds. I think Laurinaitis could be a good linebacker in the NFL. I don't know if he's going to be elite. He might have to. He's going to definitely have to find the right system, a system where he's used more to stop the run than defend the pass. I think a Tampa 2 type of defense is out of the question for him. Maybe a team that runs a 3-4 defense could use a guy like James Laurinaitis. But he's on the fringe, and I don't know if his pro day helped him that much to help him solidify a first-round ranking. To me, it did not. To me, Laurinaitis is flirting with the first round, but more than likely going to find himself in the second round, usually probably within the top 10 picks of the second round. And the final Ohio State Buckeye we're going to talk about today, Chris Beanie Wells. Now, this guy is intriguing. He's dealt with injuries. 6'1", 235 pounds. Talked about him a couple weeks ago when we did our running back breakdown. You know, at the combine, he runs a 4.59. And you say, well, that's not good. Well, no, Sean Moreno ran a what? A 4.56. So for him to run a 4.59 at 235 pounds, a guy who can bust it up between the tackles, but also nimble and nimble enough and has the agility to bust it outside. But then on that fast track at Ohio State, ran a 4 and got up to a 4.340. I know it's extremely fast there, but damn. He got that 235 pounds moving. You know, now you have to question, maybe you even look at him and say, do I see a little Jonathan Stewart in him? Remember, Jonathan Stewart was kind of flying under the radar. And at 230 pounds, he went and had an outstanding 40 time. And ended up getting drafted pretty high by the Carolina Panthers. You know, after doing this, even though it's on that fast track, you know, Chris Beanie Wells and No'Shawn Moreno fighting to become the first running back off the board. Now, I have both of them falling to the latter half of the first round. I still feel that way. I think the teams in the, especially the first 20 picks, have more dire needs, more desperate needs than running back. And I think they'll go running back later. But Chris Beanie Wells did not hurt himself at Ohio State's pro day. 225 times, he put up 25 times. Vertical leap of 33.5 inches. You know, the physical skills are there. Now you have to question the durability and whether he can stay healthy. But if you're going to run a 2 running back set and you can get Chris Beanie Wells as one of your guys, I'd have to take a long look at that. And a team like the Arizona Cardinals, who I have Beanie Wells going to, if he falls that far, that's the type of running back that could really thrive in that Cardinal offense. So keep an eye on that. But 3 Ohio State players having their pro days, all with aspirations of going in the first round. I think really only one had a huge success. I think Wells, Beanie Wells, had a big success at the pro day. Laurinaitis, Malcolm Jenkins just confirmed what we already knew. They are what we thought they were. This has been today's Rough Draft. We'll be back tomorrow with a couple more pro day breakdowns. And, of course, the emails coming in on Wednesday, our special Email Wednesday edition of the Rough Draft. Email me your questions, Justin Pawlowski at 620WDAE.com. That's today's Rough Draft. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620WDAE, the sports animal.